From Elsewhere with Love. Epilogue. "No, you made the right choice," Em said. "Like you've said before, we may be working with Hammerfell some day. I doubt she would yield much useful information without torture anyway."
"And we don't do that, right?"
"Not anymore, more's the pity," Em said, and Rajira shot him a look. "Oh, of course not. We're civilized. Mostly."
"So where's Q?"
"Oh, he was going to be here, but that rifle has caused quite a stir down at the technology lab. They're working on a steel model now."
"Good. I have a feeling that's a lot more important than the decryption gadget would have proved anyway."
"I agree. So, ready for your next assignment?" Rajira shook her head.
"I need at least a week off. I've got to head to Skingrad."
"Oh, they've already been notified, of course."
"Of course, but they haven't talked to me about him yet. They need to know everything."
"Everything?"
"Em, they lost their husband and father. They deserve to know."
"Okay, we offered them a pension, but the wife refused it."
"I'll talk to her. She's probably none too happy with the HMSS right now."
"Do that, Rajira." A few hours later, and Rajira had packed for travel and was out of town again, riding Arrow northbound. Number One was seething.
"And you haven't even heard from her, Number Five?"
"Not since she left Hammerfell, but the device only works at certain precise locations."
"But Rajira is alive. If she does turn up, turn her down."
"We may do that."
"What?"
A knock came at the door.
"Damn it, I'm in a meeting."
A figure walked through the door, not the secretary.
"Number Two?"
said Number One, standing in surprise.
"What the hell are you doing here? You're supposed to be in the Imperial City."
"Change of plans. I got wind of this Rajira affair. I hurried back here in all haste."
"Ha! You came for nothing. She's backing elsewhere. LaDasha failed."
Number Five approached the desk on the right, Number Two on the left.
"I heard that too. We lost quite a lot of assets over this. LaDasha only one of them, and she was our best field chief. Hammerfell is not happy with us either. It seems they think they were set up and that we killed one of their own men. Is that so?"
"Yes. It was supposed to be a frame-up. Rajira and the other agent for HMSS should have been arrested, but for some reason the local chief of security didn't buy it."
"And is it true that our prototype rifle was used and lost?"
"Yes,"
Number One said, stepping back as Number Two approached uncomfortably close. "That's an awful lot of assets to bring down one Khajiit agent, don't you think?"
"I deemed it necessary. I am Number One. Don't you forget your place, Number Two."
"There are those who believe this may have been a personal vendetta, Number One. They say you have not been a model of ultimate dispassionate reason on this matter."
"Who says that? Look, I have reason to hate this particular agent, it's true. But if this had worked as intended, she would be out of the picture and Hammerfell would be at war with elsewhere."
"Earlier you made a mistake, I'm afraid. You referred to my colleague here as Number Five."
Number One looked at the man formerly known as Number Five.
"Yes, what of it?"
"He is now Number Four."
The man formerly known as Number One's eyes opened wide.
"But..."
"You asked who said these things about you. The answer is... a majority."
Number Four pressed the button under the desktop. A magical energy field leapt to a spring-loaded lever and the door opened instantly. The Altmer, formerly known as Number One, fell through without a sound, until he hit the bottom. At that point, he began making quite a bit of noise indeed, enough to rouse some other residents of the place he now occupied. A glass cover swept over the gaping hole in the floor, and the two Altmer watched for a moment. Then Number One pushed another button, and a tile took its place, covering the viewing portal. "A distasteful display. Do me a favor, Number Four. Leave the trap door, but please remove the glass. I've no interest in watching such barbaric scenes."
"I will have it done right away."
Number One sat in the chair, but stood again. "And pray, get me a smaller chair. This thing would fit a pig.